Promptly at 9 o'clock the next morning, the green-whiskered soldier came, and 4 minutes later they all went into the throne room of the Great Oz. They looked about and saw no one at all in the room. They kept close to the door and closer to one another, for the stillness of the empty room was more dreadful than any of the forms they had seen Oz take. Presently, a solemn voice said,
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. Why do you seek me?"
Dorothy asked, "Where are you?"
"I am everywhere,"
answered the voice.
"But to the eyes of common mortals I am invisible. I will now seat myself upon my throne that you may converse with me."
Indeed, the voice seemed just then to come straight from the throne itself, so they walked toward it and stood in a row while Dorothy said,
"We have come to claim our promise, O Oz."
"What promise?"
"You promised to send me back to Kansas when the Wicked Witch was destroyed," said the girl.
"And you promised to give me brains," said the Scarecrow.
"And you promised to give me a heart," said the Tin Woodman.
"And you promised to give me courage," said the Cowardly Lion.
"Is the Wicked Witch really destroyed?"
asked the voice, and Dorothy thought it trembled a little.
"Yes, I melted her with a bucket of water."
"Dear me, how sudden. Well, come to me tomorrow, for I must have time to think it over."
"You've had plenty of time already," said the Tin Woodman.
"We shan't wait a day longer," said the Scarecrow.
The Lion thought it might be as well to frighten the Wizard, so he gave a large, loud roar, which was so fierce that Toto jumped in alarm and tipped over the screen that stood in a corner. Standing in the spot the screen had hidden, a little old man with a bald head and a wrinkled face seemed to be as much surprised as they were. The Tin Woodman cried out,
"Who are you?"
"I am Oz, the great and terrible," said the little man.
"I thought Oz was a great head," said Dorothy.
"And I thought Oz was a lovely lady," said the Scarecrow.
"And I thought Oz was a terrible beast," said the Tin Woodman.
"And I thought Oz was a ball of fire," exclaimed the Lion.
"No, you are all wrong," said the little man meekly. "I have been making believe."
"Making believe?" cried Dorothy. "Are you not a great wizard?"
"Hush, my dear," he said. "Don't speak so loud, or I should be ruined. I'm supposed to be a great wizard."
"And aren't you?"
she asked.
"Not a bit of it, my dear. I'm just a common man."
"You're more than that," said the Scarecrow. "You're a humbug."